everybody. We are back at 15 minutes to the top of the hour. Now, you know, I always like to highlight some companies here on the island that are young, that are ambitious, and have really made a name for themselves. And we got a movement going on like no other here. And I'm talking about a group of three high school friends from Farmingdale. Right now, between the ages, I think, and they're all in the mid-20s right now. But they have assembled this wonderful organization known as Movers, founded by Stephen DeAngelis and cousins, Matt Ferrara and Ryan Costello. And I believe we have Stephen on the line with us right now. Stephen, is that you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. How are you?
It is great to have you here. You're just on the line, right? Matt and Ryan are not, correct?
It's just me, yeah.
Just you. Now, that's a nice little thing you guys have developed here.
Thank you.
You got together, all high school friends, Farmingdale area. Give me an idea. And the name of the company is Movers. We're going to get into the entire enchilada of it all. But give us an idea, Steve, of how it kind of came about. When did the notion of the three? Now, all of you three are friends from way back. Did you always want to kind of get into business? How did it all start for you? Give us a little bit of the mindset.
Yeah, we've always been idea people. We've always been just hanging out, coming up with ideas ever since we were kids. And after we got back from college, we just came together and started to work on this thing in our free time. We started to grow this community that we like to call Movers and try to inspire people to take actions and follow their passion.
Pretty much the notion came into play. Give us an idea of where you move people to and from.
Yeah, I mean, our whole goal is to get people started. So if you have an idea and you don't necessarily know where to start with it, or you're not really too savvy on the business side, we like to meet with people and try to get them up and moving and just kind of figure out where they're headed and try to give them some steps to grow towards their goals.
And pretty much, what have you found as far as meeting with people in general? Are they all at different points as far as the mindset is concerned? Give us an idea regarding that.
Yeah, I mean, we find that everyone's at a different point in their either organization or whether it's a creative idea. And I think we try to provide resources that kind of help every single individual, whether you're just starting your idea for a business or whether you're, you know, 3 years into a business and you're ready to take it to the next level. So we kind of try to put people in the right place and kind of get them going in a bigger direction or just kind of start.
Yeah, I mean, I love the concept. Steve DeAngelis is with us. Name of the company is Movers. It's really about, you know, helping people along. You'll meet with anyone who has an idea and hopefully get them to go to the goal of his or her. And since forming, you've worked on a lot of projects, ultimately leading up to an event that no one could possibly believe it could have been pulled off. Tell us about that, what happened this past September the 7th.
Yeah, so this year we hosted our biggest event to date, which was StatFest. It stands for Summertime All the Time Music Festival. It was in Farmingdale on September 7th, like you said. And we've been working towards something like this for quite a while, maybe 3 years now. And it's always been an idea in the back of our heads that we wanted to host a local music festival to highlight the Long Island music scene. And we were just lucky enough to get in touch with all the right people and be able to pull off something pretty incredible.
Fantastic. And it's called STAT, Summertime All the Time Fest. Over 1,200 tickets were sold. Some of the biggest reggae, I guess, groups on the planet. And you guys did a really good job, 17 bands and everything else. When it was all said and done, that had to be a pretty good feeling by you guys.
Yeah, it was a big accomplishment. We got to step back a little bit at the end of the night and kind of take in everything that we did. It wasn't just us. We were able to pull this off with the help of a bunch of different people, Live Mic Music, Good Looks Collective, Viper Studios out in Holbrook. Even Jason, your producer, helped us out big time. He was one of the live audio engineers there.
You know, Tyler Woods has his hand in everything. I'll tell you, I better hold on to that kid. He's all over. He does a good job. But things are going really well. So in essence, how are you getting the word out right now regarding Movers?
Right now, we're just meeting people face to face. We're doing features on our Instagram page and our Facebook page to kind of tell the stories of all the individuals that are part of our community. And we're just setting up meetings and kind of taking the online movement offline and making it a real tangible thing. We host meetings once, twice a month, depending on the month. And we kind of invite everyone out to tell their story and see if they can connect with somebody in kind of an informal networking setting. And it's been the way that we've been growing for the last 2 years, and it's something that we're going to definitely continue to do into 2020 and beyond.
Still going strong. Steve, what would be the number one obstacle you could tell the audience as far as impeding one's goals? What is, and a lot of people might think, well, you need money, right? But you have to have a solid foundation, I would think, of an idea. Would that be, what would be the biggest stick in the mud for some to not progress as far as they want to with an idea?
Yeah, I think people try to perfect everything before they get going. I mean, I'm victim to that same thing. People try to put together this perfect idea and then have the perfect plan and then take perfect actions, and it's just not possible. I think where most people get stuck is not actually moving, not actually doing anything. It's kind of just being stuck in that planning phase. So once we kind of realized what we were doing and we were taking a step back and planning, and we weren't growing, we were like, well, let's just get started. If it's not perfect, it's not perfect. We can always change as we go. And, just by moving and progressing, you're taking those steps and getting better and better at what you do. It's the only thing that I would say to everybody is keep moving and don't stop.
And if you have an idea, don't think it's dead in the water. Keep it alive. Whatever you got to do, if you believe in something, right, Steve? If you believe in something, listen, go to the next level. See what you can accomplish, because I think what happened, and believe me, I have kids in the age group where you guys are at right now, and I tell them all the time, don't get sidetracked. If something happens in a negative way, keep, listen, it's, the old saying, it's not how many times you are down, it's how you get up. Or thereabouts, right? It's how you get up and maybe finish the job. That is the key. But I'm sure that is right at the point as far as conversation with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, we meet people who are down and they don't really know how to get up. Or they just have an idea and they just haven't started. There's people out there that we meet every day that are super talented here on Long Island. And there are people out there that are doing the things that they want to be doing. And they're much less talented. And the only reason they're the ones that are out there and doing it is because they're out there and doing it. They're actually trying and they're making things. They're being creative.
I love it. Love the concept. If somebody's listening right now and they feel they might want to talk to you guys, you have a website, a phone number. Go ahead. Give it out.
Yeah, our website is movers.org. That's moverz.org. If you wanted to get involved or just kind of reach out to us and say hi, please feel free to do so. We'd love to meet anybody who's interested. And if you wanted to get involved in StatFest, the music festival that we're putting together for year two, you can find that at statfest.live. That's statfest.live. And feel free to reach out to us in any way. We're always interested in meeting cool, creative people.
There you go. I love it. Young and ambitious, a group of three. From high school, Farmingdale, formed a company helping others get to their goals. And I think it is brilliant. I really do. Keep up the good work and keep us posted as far as any movement on Movers. How's that?
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. We'll definitely be in touch.
And hopefully StatFest 2020, we'll keep an eye on that as well. Can't thank you enough, Steve.